Point of law.
Can you do work after your customer cancels his purchase order and still be paid? The court answered that slippery question in the case of the outrageous oils. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. Professor Albert Gurdy was a famous artist, although he had never painted a picture in his life. You see, he was famous for restoring the battered, torn, or soiled paintings of others with microscopic precision. He would rebuild the fabric, remove the debris without harm to the original, and retouch the paint. He had a considerable following among museums, art galleries, and wealthy collectors. One day, Howard Bancroft came to him in great excitement. He carried two oil paintings with him and said, "Look here, Professor, I bought these by some hack artist no one ever heard of, but they didn't look right. So I had them x-rayed, and underneath the top paint, there are authentic works by the 17th century artist Jacob van der Bosch. You know, anything he painted is worth a fortune. So I want you to remove the top layer and restore the originals. What would you charge for that?" The professor examined the paint carefully and said, $3,000 each. The customer signed a purchase order and left his oils with the professor. A few days later, Bancroft phoned and said, "I've changed my mind, Professor. I don't want the work done at all." The professor hung up stunned, said to himself, "This man is crazy. These van der Bosch's are worth a fortune. It is practically criminal not to restore these fine works. I am going to do it anyway." And he did. Proudly, he sent the paintings to Bancroft with his bill for $6,000. Bancroft refused to pay, and the professor sued. His attorney said, "When Mr. Bancroft signed the purchase order, he entered into a binding contract with the professor. Bancroft broke that contract when he decided not to go ahead with the work and so notified the professor. The professor was justified in going ahead with the job." Bancroft's attorney said, "At the time the contract was broken, the professor had not started the work. He may have had some inconvenience or some slight damage, but he had no right to go ahead with the work when the customer expressly told him not to do so. He has no right to damages." What should be done about the outrageous oils? We'll return with the court's decision right after this. Can you do work after your customer has revoked his purchase order and still get paid for the job? No, said a New York appeals court. In this situation, the professor had a right to sue Bancroft as soon as he was notified the customer wanted work stopped, but only for the inconvenience and for any expenses up to the time of the notice. He was not justified in working when notified to stop. He cannot recover the $6,000 for his work. In this New York case, it's a point of law on WCCO.